This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One.
Lieutenant Colonel McKenzie, United States Army. Here we are at Fort Hunter Liggett.
Yeah, it's beautiful out here. We've been here since the end of June. Moved up from Riverside, California, and we have loved every minute so far.
100 years ago, in November, is the centenary of World War I.
Yeah, it's actually a phenomenal time to be here and be able to talk about World War I. You only get to do it once. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no other 100-year anniversary of these sorts of things. And so back in June, before I came here, I had a course that I had to go to back at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And there I saw a picture in a foyer of General Hunter Liggett. And it talked about what he was doing in World War I. And I thought, well, my goodness, we should be doing something. So I reached out here.
He really was a game changer in World War I.
He was.
Military strategy, right?
He definitely was. Some of the things that he did in World War I, we still use today. So the combined arms theory that he created there on the spot in France, we still use that today.
Interesting. And I think most people do not know that this Army base, reserve base in Monterey County, was named after General Hunter Liggett.
Well, right. Even in the Army, a lot of people even think that Hunter Liggett is hyphenated.
Yeah.
And it's not. So it's this famous World War I general that was right underneath General Pershing, instrumental in the armistice that ended in November 11th.
Tell us a little bit more, other things that might come to mind about Hunter Liggett.
He obviously wasn't from this area, but he did a lot of his training in the frontier before World War I. And he was in a small, kind of small-scale army doing small-scale unit tactics that actually served him well when he had the First Army, a large-scale formation in France. And so he took those small-scale tactics, and every time that he had an opportunity in the lull of the war, he kept on training those soldiers to prepare for the next battle.
Can you think of another specific thing that, as a tactician, that he did?
Go back to the combined arms mentality. Typically, at that point...
And for the listener, combined arms means.
Combined arms meaning using infantry and artillery and tank formations and your logistics, all that combined. That's combined arms. At the time, we were fighting compartmentalized. So the infantry would go first, or we would have an artillery first mentality. And then it was kind of echeloned, meaning that one would go, and then the next would go, and then the next would go. He then created a way that they could be used all at once, so that the most amount of destruction at a point using all the tools in his toolkit. So that's really what he brought to the table there in the Meuse-Argonne that ended in November 11th.
And anything you can talk about the centenary of World War I here at Hunter Liggett, planned activities?
When I first came here, we talked through what could have been the events, and so we used September 26th as our opening event because that was the beginning of the Meuse-Argonne, which is the last major battle offensive in World War I. So we had an event here at the historic Hacienda. It was Facebooked live. We had it out streaming, and then we brought in a historian to do a lecture on the battle itself, and so that was a great event. And then next event will be in November 8th, and we're going to do the same sort of thing. We've got a historian from the Center of Military History that's going to come out here, and he's a subject matter expert on World War I, and he's going to talk through kind of the ending piece of that and the transition of armistice. The intent is to tie in, obviously, our namesake to what a historic event it was and what he did to change the way we train, which is obviously what we do here at 400 Liggett.
Is that event open to the public?
It will be. It's open to the public, so as long if you can get on post. Again, actually, it'll be in the post theater this time.
This is November 8th, you said?
November the 8th at 9 o'clock is what we'll start. And then we'll also be Facebook Live streaming it. So for those that can't be on it, we've actually partnered with some of the education partners partners such as Hartnell College and some of the other local universities to also open that up to them. And then following that event that he speaks here, we're actually going to go to the local elementary school, and he'll give a speech there as well to the elementary school kids to kind of bring in that local tie.
As I recall, you had some troops that are based here that went over to Europe in honor of the ceremonies of World War I.
We did. So General Shane Buzza, the commanding general of the 91st, actually went over with part of his team and did what they call a staff ride. And so they went to different points in the battle and kind of talked through what was going on geographically, what was going on situationally. And so they came back. He was actually a part of that first event that we had and kind of gave some insights that he gained from being over there. So it's a phenomenal event. The 91st Training Division that's here was an actual infantry division in World War I, and so was the 80th Training Command, was also an 80th Infantry Division, also in World War I. So we have a lot of tie here with the units on Fort Hunter Liggett to that war and to our namesake.
That's really cool. Yeah.
History is always something that you kind of read in books and you don't necessarily get an opportunity to relive some of that. And so I think it's important for us here in our mission of understanding what we do here. We train soldiers here, and that's exactly what our namesake did. So to be able to go back and kind of connect our mission now to what our namesake was doing in such a historic time, it's invaluable. And I think it's something, you can only do once, so you got to take advantage of it.
Been an honor and a pleasure to visit with you and talk. Thank you, yep. Lieutenant Colonel McKenzie.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.
Over. We're coming over, and we won't come.